This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yesterday, so we were all mad. I was upset. I know what Jason Loiter wrote, the pain management thing. Until I know for sure, I ain't taking the gloves off about Darius Garland. He's a professional basketball player. You're in the postseason. I don't know what you know, so I'll maybe leave it to you. Maybe you can change my mind on it. I just don't feel it right. I can't stop callers, and I can't stop tweeters, and I can't stop fans. It's their prerogative, fine, if they want to. But when I hear stuff like this, I feel it's kind of low. Audio courtesy ESPN.
A toe injury is significant, can be very painful. I understand that. You got to be damn near crippled if you can't play. You got to find a way to get out there. Because last night, Nembhard and Halliburton combined for 45 points, like 19 assists and one turnover. They're getting guard play in Indiana. Donovan Mitchell needs help, period. Because whether it's Ty Jerome, whether it's Strus or somebody else, I mean, listen, they're not point guards, okay? He needs some help in that backcourt. Now, you missed four straight games, Darius Garland. I mean, damn, you got all offseason to heal. Somehow, someway, I mean, you're on the brink of elimination. I mean, you got to get out there. You got to find a way. Limp your ass out there no matter which way you got to do it. I don't give a damn. Find a way. Pad the toe, wear an exercise shoe. You know, do something. But you got to get out there.
That's Stephen A., audio courtesy ESPN. Now, I'm a fan of Stephen A., I have to admit, because I like entertaining, and he's entertaining to me.
And I think right now, judging by reaction of our fans, I think a lot of them agree with Stephen A.
Oh, no, that's why I played it, because I think a lot of people are going to disagree with me, and they're going to agree with Stephen A. He went through a full practice the Friday before game one. He was on the treadmill. You told everybody on the air he was on the treadmill before game two, trying to get, like, he's trying to do everything he can to be out there. And I got, if you are Chris and Sharn or John and Mayfield or whatever, guys, you say 216-474-0092. You can say what you want. You can tell me that I'm being too soft on Darius Garland. I mean, as long as we're talking tough with each other here, maybe I'm being too soft on Darius Garland. Because I'm like, man, I don't know Darius Garland. I know you're sitting there. Everybody's showing you on the bench. I know what I said about them assing off on the bench towards the end of the game Tuesday night, and I stand by that. It's a bad look. It makes your fans upset. It demoralizes your fans when you lose that game because they know what they saw. That I ain't going to defend. But the stuff about him and his foot, he's got to be legitimately injured. Guys, it's the playoffs. You don't play 64 games. You don't win 64 games in the regular season and just say that's fine. That, you want to talk about turning fans off to a team and making it a two-sport or one-sport town, that'll do it. For the time that they're there, that will do it. He's faced so much criticism. He went through last year, which was an abomination of the season, caused by a lot by injuries, yes. And then you get to this level. I simply cannot right now and will not believe that he can go. If he could go, he'd go. He'd go.
Well, I said yesterday that to me it's crazy. Somebody who has who has done everything he can to change the image, not only of this team, but of who he is. And I think Darius has tried to do that all year. He's tried to, you notice he's got more swagger than ever before. He's got more confidence. He clearly worked on his game to erase the season from hell and everything that was said about him a year ago. Guys like me talking about trading him, trying to conjure up deals with other teams to bring in somebody who's longer, somebody who's taller, somebody who could be more physical. And he has this great all-time bounce back year. And really, even though he struggled shooting the last month and a half, 2 months, he still was doing all the other things. And you can tell right now where they desperately need somebody with his ball handling and somebody who can get the offense in rhythm. With all of that said, I mean, I can't fathom a world in which he would say, you know what, I'll invite all of that. Everything that Stephen A. just said and other national guys are saying, I'll invite that again. I'm just not going to play. Like, that just doesn't seem to be a part of most competitors' DNA. So I don't understand where Stephen A. can get off saying something like that. Like,
well, because
he starts out his whole thing with, well, you know, he's got to be, what do you say, hobbled or crippled?
You got to be damn near crippled.
Well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's, he's tried to play and it's like, my team would suffer if I was playing.
I mean, give me Termini 01 if you can over there, Meredith. I didn't set Meredith up for it, so I'm gonna play this. Like this, it's, I heard it from Justin yesterday when he's mentioning Kevin McHale, and I'm thinking, you know, there is, he's not above criticism. Darius Garland is. If you want to talk, and that includes trade talk after this year. If this series goes south and they lose this series, and we can talk about, I'll take the gloves off. You want to talk about Darius Garland possibly being traded? If you can swing a trade, fine. Call me up, because this is, what, 3 years with this nucleus now? And if you could only get to the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs here, I can't put my head in the sand any longer. Like, you got to go in one direction or another. If you have actual targets that are going to be out there, why roll my eyes at Kevin Durant? Giannis Antetokounmpo, I'll drive to Milwaukee and go get him if you need him. Depending on what the trade package is that can actually help him, I'll do it. You can mention that, Ken, he's so often injured, we have to unload him to help the team. I get that. I just don't think he's less of a professional and less of a man because he's sitting out in the series, because I believe he's genuinely hurt. Here's Termini with us yesterday morning.
I won't go full-blown soft on that, but I will say that, you know, Kevin McHale did play an entire postseason with a broken foot when he already had three championships, and Darius Garland's got a sprained toe. Is there a reason he can't throw a uniform on and do something like that? I won't even say he's got to go out there and play 10 minutes, 20 minutes, etc. How about throwing a uniform on and taking a free throw at the end of the game if your team needs you in a spot like that?
To me, the broken foot thing, it just kind of made me laugh, because I'm trying to think of somebody in today's NBA playing with a broken foot while they're playing against a team that goes five out. Like, what do you think that would look like? That guy would get benched probably 2 seconds in. But whatever. I get it. I get it. We have these great stories of guys cutting out injuries all the time. But we do have to recognize this was somebody who missed the last two games of the year. We didn't think about it at the time because we thought they were just resting guys. But the last two games of the year, he was on the injury report with a toe injury. Well, he played the first two games of the Miami series. Actually played decently, especially that opening game. Shot the ball well. He re-aggravated the injury. So, wouldn't you assume, if we're in this for the long haul or whatever, I mean, wouldn't you assume that that's what he doesn't want to do again?
He
re-aggravated the injury.
I totally agree with you. And I admire the great stories of the guys who, Ronnie Lott cut the finger off, Jack Youngblood playing with a broken leg in the playoffs, and I think even did in the Pro Bowl, for crying out loud, and the Kevin, those guys, I admire them. I like those stories. Those are great stories. There's guys who can push it away, but the reason we tell those stories is because they're able to do it and other guys aren't. For whatever reason, they got that sixth gear where they can push away pain and still go out and try to perform to some certain level against odds. If he can't go, he can't go. If he can't keep up the pace, he's not going to help us out. 216-474-0092. Are people over the line ripping Darius Garland? Is his injury fair game?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.